What?
Isaac was 40 years old when he took Rebecca.
Yes. Okay. Now let's see. It says, Pasuk 19, Vatecha la'ashkoto, she finished giving him to drink, and says, Gam legmalecha eshav adim kiru lishtot. What is she saying? I'm going to bring water also to your camels. Vatemaher, and she's really rushing and starting doing it. And she's bringing water to all his camels. Ve'aish mishta'ela macharish ladat ha'itzliach Hashem darko. And the man, which is by the way, we talked about it, he was a slave, then he's written as a man, but Mishta'ela is looking and he is thinking to himself, am I really at the right way? Is she really the girl? What do you mean? You said, if she's going to ask you to give you water and to tell you that she's going to give water to the camel, that's the girl. So what's the problem now? Why doesn't he believe? It's exactly what he said.
Yeah, but he's astonished.
He's not astonished. He's waiting. He's waiting for her to finish giving water to all the 10 camels without helping her. Why? You ask the question.
To prove.
Why?
To see that she was doing it.
In other words,
this is the proof.
That was what he was told to do. So
In other words,
if she didn't, testing her character.
Okay, more specific. She said, "I'm going to give water to all your 10 camels." Do you believe her?
You wouldn't know.
Do you believe her? 10 camels?
It's a lot. Because she had
a little girl.
Impossible.
100 times going backwards and forwards to bring water. You know how much water the camel drinks?
So he made her do it. Yeah, he wanted to see that.
He should have said, I'll help you.
Maybe she say the truth.
Look at his voice to come up to this testing
her. This is a part of the test.
Yeah.
Because he is asking to bring, he's being asked to bring the mother of Am Israel.
Is this a physical test?
It's not a physical test. It's a test. You talk,
honesty,
deliver.
Yeah.
As we all know, a lot of people talk and deliver nothing. Talk a lot and do nothing. We want to see somebody who talks.
And means what she's saying.
No, the talks.
Talks a little and does a lot.
And if you promise that you're going to give water to 10 camels?
Let's do it.
Okay, this is too good to be true. Let's see if it happens. That's why they're not helping her. Mm. They were ordered not to help. Because he wanted to see, is this really happening? And after she finished, that's what's written. Vayehi, Pasuk 22, Ka'asher kilu agmalim lishtot. When the camel finished drinking, he is not even asking her who she is. He understands. Now we understand, that's it. And he gave her the present.
Yes, sir, after he gives it to her.
Yeah.
Yes, sir, who she is.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And when he tells the story, by the way, he is turning it around. Because how do you give somebody presents if you don't even know who she is?
But she carried, she was in the... Of a word, what they call it, a man of his word.
Yeah. Yes.
But she was a girl.
He gave her before.
That's what I'm saying.
Before.
Because he knew, after she finished giving, says, this cannot be a normal girl.
Yeah, yeah.
This must be from the family of Avram. This chesed is like in their bones. Like to do this, she went through this test, that's it. I don't have to ask any questions.
And she's even going to...
But when he tells the story to Betuel and Lavan, he doesn't say it this way, because it doesn't sound good. He turns around and says, first of all, I ask her who she is, and then I gave her. But really what he's doing, he first of all gave her.
Yeah.
And she even offered Moses, Orochim, because she
all the
attributes, she had every attribute.
Yes, you can come to us, no problem.
But we're also told that he had a daughter, and one could say he was hoping she'd fail.
That's why
he wanted his daughter to marry Yitzchak.
This is why he's acting very strangely. Because he comes there, he is praying to God again after Avraham Avinu gave him a blessing. No, Avraham Avinu is good enough. He says, God is going to help you. Now, it's not enough for him. He prays by himself. Then he does this strange test. He runs when he sees Rebecca coming. Then when he gets home, he didn't eat the whole day. They're offering to eat. He says, no. First of all, I'm going to tell you why I'm here. Then he eats. And then, the next morning, he says to them, now I'm going with Rivka. If not, no deal. Now, is this necessary for the Shidduch? Why can't he do it a little slower? Why is he running and rushing so quickly?
He wanted to get her out of that environment. But she was asked. If
what
she
did you say?
He has a daughter.
So, in other words, what is Yetzirah telling him?
He wanted his daughter to marry.
What is Yetzirah telling him?
Do it quickly.
No, do it slowly. So maybe something will happen, and she won't come with you, and then you can give your daughter to Yitzchak.
He overcame.
Exactly. So he fought against Yetzirah, and he knew if I'm going to slow down, Yetzirah is going to get me. So this is when we start a mitzvah. When do a mitzvah, do it as quickly as possible. And you know, we all know that when we start doing it slowly, suddenly, I have to do this, I have to do this, and I have to do that, and Yetzirah makes us turn around, and we don't do it. So that's the reason he did everything very quickly.
I have just one more question. We learn things from our characters, in the time. It's when Rebecca saw Yitzchak, she had a scarf, she covered her face. But we don't learn anything from this. We don't learn, we don't do it. Our women don't cover their face like the Arabs do.
That's why they're the chosen people.
What? So we don't learn from it, but we learn, say, Rachel and Leah, that if we have daughters, the eldest we would like, but suppose the eldest is supposed to marry first and then the second one. If not, they have to ask permission. The eldest has to ask permission.
So first of all, we do learn from what Rivka did. And we try to be modest and to not to be showing, because that's the idea. See, when we read, she covered or whatever she. Let's see what it's written.
They do it at the chuppah.
Mm-hmm.
Cover it at the
chuppah with a veil.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, but well,
many chicks.
This was well before the chuppah. She hadn't met him yet. It's not to do with the chuppah.
I'm not sure, but I think that from this is where we learn, like, to cover the color before they get wet. But from the other side, you have to see the color. You're not allowed to marry somebody if you didn't see her.
Quite right.
So the veil, it's like to show her modesty. That maybe from this, we learn that the color is covering herself before the wedding.
But then the chosen is allowed to come and check to see
if
it's the right girl.
No, you have to see. You have to see if it's the right girl, and you have to look at the girl before. That's why he comes, and then he covers her. After he sees her, he covers her.
Does this not come from Rachel and Leah?
By then.
So you make sure that they,
no, no, machera is to make sure that that's the right woman and not nobody mixed and gave you somebody else.
Why yes. don't they do that at the chuppah?
What?
They check in with her. Put like a switcher before she gets up there. I tell you, I wouldn't trust that.
Would it happen to you?
Wasn't that the No, she was 16, so I mean, come on.
But yes. you know, it shows in the thing that Abraham's family themselves had this welcoming guests and taking care of guests because. The way that they treated
Eliezer. Yeah, exactly. That's why you see when he saw the chesed, he understood this is the family of Avraham. He didn't have to ask. He says, to do a chesed like this, this is unbelievable. You know, Avraham didn't just send Eliezer there. He knew. You know, one of the questions being asked, why does he send Eliezer back to the place where he was ordered to live? He was ordered to leave the place. And to leave everybody behind. So why is he sending now Eliezer to bring a wife from there? That's because he heard that his father did tshuva. And so because of this, he knew that there is a good part there so that he can find.
But Rebecca's from his brother.
Yes, yeah. That's what I'm saying. He did that. They did tshuva.
They, you never hear anything about him. Only Lavan takes over from him.
You don't hear about what?
About the Betuel.
Because that's what I said. Lavan is the one who was really ruling everything in Dwayne. It was a chutzpah. Mm-hmm. It was a chutzpah. He jumped in front of his father.
Especially when he saw the gold and
Gold and everything was running to for the gold. There are a lot of other explanations about why he ran in the beginning, but that's.
Abraham was told to go to Canaan, right?
By yes.
And then why did he leave?
Leave what? Canaan?
Yeah.
Where did he? When he was hungry. There was hunger. There was famine. No food.
Famine.
There was famine.
There. And his wife had to be buried in Canaan.
Whose wife?
No, that was Abraham's wife.
Yeah, she's buried in Canaan.
That's where she's buried.
She's buried in Hebron. Hebron is Eretz Israel.
It's Canaan.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. It's Eretz Israel.
But that's why he especially went back. He wasn't there, but... That's where she had to be buried.
Yes, but this is Beersheba and Hebron are both a part of Israel.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But Hebron was the place that he had to bury Sarah Imenu in Ma'arat HaMachpelah. Because that is the place. Why is it called Ma'arat HaMachpelah? Double cave. Ma'arat HaMachpelah. Uh-huh. Why is it called like this? Because the couples were buried there. And also because it was the connection, it's the entrance to the next world. It's the connection between the two worlds. Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba.
But don't they say it's also Gan Eden?
Yes, it's the same thing. The connection to Gan Eden, the connection to Olam Haba. Mm-hmm. And Hebron is Chibur. Hebron is Chibur, connection. Every name and every letter has got a meaning. Mm-hmm. So also Hebron is not just the name. Hebron is from the thing of chibur, to connect, to be connect. You know, if you want to be connect, that was the place. Ma'arat HaMachpelah. Okay. Any other question?
But actually, I think he really lived there because he says that he's a Yosheb and a Ger at the same time. Beginning.
Yes.
He says, Ger Betoshev Anochi. So he was a Ger, but he was a resident of this
place. Yeah.
So
you see, I'm sure that they had connection to Be'er Sheva and to Hebron. Avraham was going, he wasn't staying at one place. He was ordered by God to go around the country. At this stage, it's like when we go to... Because this is one of the questions that they ask. The Torah is not just telling us in the end of the last parsha that he went to Be'er Sheva. Because Dora wants to make sure that we understand that he went from Be'er Sheva to Hebron. Because there was a reason that he was in Be'er Sheva and Sarah Imenu was in Hebron. Because he had to bury Sarah Imenu, and he also understands it. He had to bury Sarah Imenu in Hebron. Here.
Where was Yitzchak and Ishmael when she was being buried?
They came to bury him. They came also.
Mm-hmm.
It says that they...
No, they came to bury Avram, but didn't say they came to bury...
I don't know if Ishmael came, but Yitzchak definitely...
But it doesn't say Yitzchak came.
Yitzchak, no, that's why they ask why Yitzchak didn't say anything and only Avram said.
Yeah.
They said that Yitzchak, Avram was all his life with Sarah, and he was the proper guy to say, to talk about Sarah, and not Yitzchak.
No, but he should have said, mentioned that he came to bear, that he was there. It looks like he wasn't there.
Says he was a Ger and a Toshav, he must have settled there. They probably both lived there. Mm-hmm. Settled there.
Could be. The thing is, I think they lived in Be'er Sheva because this is where they have. And from a certain reason, so we know the reason. After she died, we know the reason. She died in Hebron. How did she get to Hebron and why did she get to Hebron? It's interesting. I have to check it. But because it's written definitely in the last parasha that Vayeshev Avram in Be'er Sheva. So it must be that he's not going to sit alone in Be'er Sheva. They're living in Be'er Sheva.
Yeah.
But in a certain reason, אחד דברים האלה, וגוד אמרו לאמור, הנה ילדה מלכה ואומר, ואומרים כולו, ויהיו חיי שרה משנה משנה, ותמות שרה בקריית ארבע, היא חברון. The Torah is mentioned that she died in Hebron, so she had to get there. God made her get there. Why and how? I don't know. I have to look. I'm sure there is a midrash that explaining how did she get there. But here, Rashi doesn't say anything about it.
She came
on Aliyah. Yeah. He says, Ve'avo Avraham, and he says, Rashi says, from Be'er Sheva. Definitely, he wasn't living there. He came from Be'er Sheva.
Hmm.
Okay. All the best.